Welcome back to Deep Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. There's that old saying, you know, order out of chaos. The modern version is problem, reaction, solution, right? Talk about all the time in the show, don't we? Well, let's look at what the saying really means, right? Because problem, reaction, solution is not the same, in my opinion, in any means, as order out of chaos. Chaos is something completely different. Chaos could be a problem, but chaos isolated by itself is a problem, but ain't the same thing. Remember I just told you guys in the movie, or I should say my episode called Can You Count Suckers, and the movie The Warriors. Cyrus brings all the gangs of New York together in Brooklyn. He wants to unite every gang and all the affiliates in the bordering counties to come together, truce, knock the cops out, and take over the city. Because it's all our turf, right? But what happens is this gang shows up, called the Rogues. For whatever reason, the leader just thought he's going to be a dick. He had no political statement the entire movie as to why he does what he's about to do, but he shoots Cyrus. And for whatever reason, nobody saw him take the shot. Then chaos ensues because the cops also show up, and that little bastard points at the leader of the Warriors and says, "The Warriors did it. The Warriors did it." And then he has his own guy say, you know, he grabs his dude. He says, "Isn't that right? Isn't that the, the Warriors did it." And now it is branded to everybody who could hear that guy and everybody who could hear everybody who heard that guy that the Warriors did it. But they didn't do it. And the movie's about the Warriors getting from the Bronx to Coney Island. No weapons. Middle of the, well, I should say late 70s. Can't get on mass transportation easily because they're going to be sought after in all public places that are well lit. They probably could have taken a cab or two or three. But regardless, here's the thing. We are seeing the world go into a state of chaos. It is new to our generation, especially the level of chaos that we're dealing with right now. But this is not new to humanity. Chaos is a bit different if you've ever been in a chaotic situation where it all went to shit. Because people are literally running everywhere, different directions. You don't know who's good, who's bad, where's the safe place is. Think about any of these organized events that they create, especially the one in Vegas. Someone's taking pot shots from a helicopter. All right. So by the time it's over, they blame a guy who's been dead for 9 hours on the 33rd floor. Okay. If you've ever been in a chaotic situation, then you need to really look at this situation because I know what everybody wants to believe about our future. And even if it does happen, I'd be really careful. The power vacuum is a political phrase that is very, very associated with the rise of Adolf Hitler. Now, I know some of you out there, and I sympathize with what was said about the end of that situation, but don't matter. That didn't matter at all. Okay? Don't lose focus. Because the way this dude rose to power is so unbelievably iconic to exactly what's happening right now in our world that the people who are supposedly, you know, putting the right person in power, they really thought they were doing the right thing. I mean, it was a conservative group of people that put him in power. So I'm going to review with you a basic history of that time, and then we're going to look at what we have going on right now. Because it's funny. It almost, I mean, it's like ironically, my God, kind of funny. There's almost like a sick game going on where people are trying to mirror almost with words what's going on right now. And I'll just start off with one of the mirrors here. One second here. So this whole story starts around 1928. Now, ironically, in 1928, you've got an election. It just happens to be 1 year before the huge stock market crash here in the United States. However, Germany's already got problems mainly because after World War I, which most historians agree now is two different conflicts, the first half of World War I, the Germans won. Right in the middle of that little, whatever dates they say it started and where it ended, the Germans won in the middle. But they decided to keep the war going to get that to be reversed by the end of the war. Okay. So Germany was paying reparations to the countries that won, meaning a big amount of their gross domestic product profits as a country were then shipped off to other countries as reparations for the damages for starting a war. Well, that was causing a lot of economic strain on Germany, as you might imagine. I don't know what the percentages were in terms of what they were earning versus what they were sending out, but it was causing instability. Now, depending on what side of the World War I you were on, there's obviously only one that they ever tell you to be on. Well, then you might have sympathy for that or not. But by 1928, it was apparent that Germany was heading into some serious financial problems. Inflation was right around the corner. I mean, they were just looking at a bunch of problems. The money circulation wasn't doing well. They weren't able to keep their wealth to build their country. So you have in Germany, you've got a president and a chancellor, as I understand it. It's a two-layer system. Whoever is the president, they elect the chancellor, if I have that right. But by 1928, they had to create something called the Grand Coalition because they wanted to start creating some movement. It was like America's Square New Deal sort of thing, right? Just something that would unify everyone's mind so you'd have a focus, a vision on what's wrong and, you know, what we're going to do to fix it, right? Now, the cool thing was the Grand Coalition was technically made out of left and right party people. It was very balanced, according to history, written history, you know, big grain of salt with everything I'm telling you. But it was pretty balanced, left and right. However, even though they were willing to, or they were capable of balancing the seats in the Reichstag, which is the Reichstag, which is like their Congress, they still were not able to bring it all together. So they continued to struggle to get any laws passed to fix any of these problems. They were just couldn't agree on how to fix things, right? Well, this guy Mueller gets into office. And a guy named Hindenburg is actually the president. But Mueller couldn't get support. Because within a year, the stock market crashes. And man, you know, if there was already problems, they just got way worse. So then they have something called Article 48 in Germany at the time. I don't know if it still exists. From what I gather, it is sort of our executive order type thing. And it's backed by the military, which is kind of the name of the game at the time, right? So Mueller leans on Hindenburg and he goes, look, I got to start doing 48 stuff. Because we just got to get some progress here. This voting on things is not working. We know we have big problems and we just have to try something, right? It's the kiss of death with being a leader in a democracy to create too many seats and too much diversity, even if everyone means the same thing. They all want the same thing for their people. Just getting it done is sometimes, you know, impossible. But Mueller can't get anything done. So he's out. And a guy named Heinrich Brüning, I'm going to destroy these names, succeeded Mueller. I got a little notes to myself here. Well, Heinrich gets in and he does 48 even more. This Article 48 thing to solve the problems. We're all going to loop back on all this, so don't worry. So now you've got a country of people that are struggling financially. They're struggling in unemployment-wise. They don't have enough money to buy essentials half the time. And so during this phase of struggle, extremism starts to seep into not only the country at the top Reichstag level, but in the philosophy of the people themselves. I hope you're drawing conclusions, drawing connections, because I'm going to draw them hardcore as soon as we're done here. But Heinrich can't get anything done. So this guy named Von Papen, he comes in, and because of Heinrich's unpopularity, and he wins. And at that transition, the Communist Party inside the Reichstag starts to gain heavy popularity. It's a socialistic, communistic promise to distribute the wealth. Remember, when everyone's suffering and they can't, you know, they can't pry themselves away from their addictions, so they spend their money on addictions and not their strategic resources. Then they want to blame the world. They don't want to admit failure to anything. They don't have to change anything. And so they come back and they go, what's that other party's mechanism? Oh, you're going to pay my way? Okay, Mother Goose, I'll go for you. And that's where it starts to land, in my opinion. Now, Van Papen starts getting really unpopular really, really fast. And so Hindenburg, he says, look, this Hitler dude is starting to get really popular with this Nazi party on the side. So the way that they do it is that you become a legitimate party, like Kim.com and New Zealand's got his own political party now because he aligned with the natives. Once you start manipulating people and becoming what they call today an influencer, they start really taking you seriously. Remember, the Tea Party was just a little movement created by 3,500 IRS agents that said paying your personal income taxes is not mandatory. None of them have ever been chased down for saying that. None of them pay their taxes anymore. But what they do, they infiltrated it with crazies, or at least non-credible people, and they destroyed the group within 4 months, you know. But Hitler's offered the chancellor position, but when he checked the power structure of what he's going to be able to do, he was powerless. So he refused. So if Van Papen pops out, and this guy, Van Schleser, I think is what you say his name, he comes in, but he only lasts 1 month because he's just going to work for no reason, right? And so the conservative elite that ran Germany, the old guard, goes, man, let's get together, let's group together, let's find a way to solve this problem, right? Too bad Vanilla Ice wasn't alive at the time, right? So they agree that military rule is the only way to get this thing done. Let's just solve it with military rule. Think about today, okay? In 1931, Article 48 was used 42 times, which was an unprecedented amount of use. The next year, 1932, they used it 52 times. Again, that's a lot of executive orders, no matter what you think. And of course, you know, poop your pants, Biden. We'll destroy those records combined, of course. Meanwhile, Hitler's making speeches. He is seeing this vulnerability of the people. And, you know, I have to believe, because of his temerity and his, even just his actions, he did love his country, and he did think that his way was the right way. He did. I don't think he was out to get power and wealth for himself. I mean, he got a fancy few Mercedes and a nice house on the hill, but I think he could have lived much more lavishly. I think Trump has lived already a better life than Hitler's entire life history, right? So here's what happens. This dude on the side is starting to pound the pavement, man. To give you a perspective of how fast his movement grew, in 1928, the Reichstag allowed, by voting, the Nazi Party to have 12 seats. I mean, they voted, and that's how many seats they got in the Reichstag. By 1932, just 4 years later, okay, the Nazi Party had 230 seats in the Reichstag. They had 37%+ of the vote, 37.3% of the vote out of those seats. So you have a little over a third, almost 40%, if you round up, it's 40% of the entire legal structure of the country being determined by Nazis. From 1928 to 1932, the amount of people that came out to vote for the Nazis was 8 times the amount. But even after that 1932 landslide win with 230 seats, 37.3% of the vote, Hitler was not appointed chancellor. He still had to sit on the sidelines. And he sat on the sidelines for two factors, two metrics of societal function to deteriorate. The economy had to go south even more. The political chaos on their hill, the Reichstag, had to get completely out of control and leave the people behind, there meaning no resolutions to these problems that the country was having at the time. Meanwhile, this guy named Joseph Goebbels, the godfather of propaganda, was working night and day. He was in his apex of his career, just really reaching his first peak, and he is killing it, man. They are destroying the left in order to get this one man propped up to solve all their problems. And on January 30th, 1933, Hitler is sworn into office. And we can easily say the rest is history, right? That's it for the notes. Now, let's rewind. Now, I can only give you an American perspective, and I apologize to listeners outside. You're going to have to overlay onto your country if there's any correlation, but I can tell you in the United States of America, the citizens here, we often, who are awake, will often say, gosh, look at the left. They're playing right out of the playbook of the Nazi era. They'll say, you know, even the vaccines that were pushed in, I think, in 33. Okay. But we're always just, you know, if you're red-pilled, it's always just the left is playing by this playbook, this traditional chain of events that made something take place. Okay. All right. So a fanatical person, or should I say a person that people are fanatical about, comes in at a time when the left has gone fucking crazy. Now, we know that today the left goes crazy in the modern world, typically due to mass media, right? The sheep just do what they say. And that's the saddest part about it, right? Like I wrote to a relative of mine this year, I said, look, stop letting the press tell you who the bad guy is. Stop letting the press tell you who the good guy is. Your enemies aren't your enemies, and your villains aren't your villains. But because you can't think for yourself, and you're letting these organizations who are profiting off your stupidity, both politically and financially, you're letting the world go to shit because you can't perform those basic tasks. Which is why I made this show. Think about something. Think about anything. Think for yourself, and you'll be good at what you do. And when new subjects hit you that have nothing to do with this show, your brain will kick in, and voila, progress. But it was this underground movement of the Nazi Party, who today, when I say Nazi, you think Holocaust. You think something horrible. Nazi is what we say to talk about a person who's going to force you to do what they want. But it wasn't the way it was viewed in 1928. It definitely was not the way it was viewed in 1932, when they gained this gigantic majority of one party. It was the biggest single party in the Reichstag. So, you know, you got this little movement that has been going on, and we had a president in 45. Now, I'm not trying to suggest by any stretch of the imagination that 45 is Hitler, okay? You know, Chuck D would disagree with me, of course. But what I'm going to suggest as I continue talking, and I want to preface it here at like 20 minutes, is to say we need to be careful. We need to be careful that our fearless former leader isn't being tricked into being this guy. Because that guy got tricked into being who he was. And when he sensed the trick and killed his handler, Adolf Hitler, got rid of his handle, took him out in the woods and blew his brains out, which the History Channel tries to make it sound like it's a psychic that he was following. Oh, it's fucking lying bullshit. Okay, whatever. Then they knew they had lost complete control of this guy. And he could think for himself. And just what he thought was a little strange. Now, again, all the stuff about him being one way or the other, liking blonde hair, blue-eyed people when he was hazel-eyed and black-haired. You know, it's like, whatever, dude. That doesn't matter at this point at all. Don't get into the specifics. Now we have an illegitimate leader, falsely put in place, illegally put in place. The system is protecting that event. The system is protecting the guy. We're trying to investigate it, but that's being cock-blocked by a bunch of treasonistic people who will hopefully, hopefully die in the gallows. Every single person who contributed to that situation and who is aiding and abetting after the fact, hopefully, they're going to poop their pants for a completely different reason at the end of a rope. But we'll see. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things going on right now. The number one thing is sit on your hands and do nothing. At least that's the way a lot of people have interpreted what was said. I saw an interesting little essay where someone kind of rewound that dude online and said, you know, he never said this, that, and the other thing. And one of the things was he never told you to not do anything. He said to be a good person, to trust what he's trying to tell you, and to fight, fight, fight. Now, I remember a lot of times, which is like, relax and enjoy the show. Nothing's going to stop what's happening, you know, all that shit. So it's a little wishful thinking on this thing. But boy, there's a lot of people doing nothing, waiting. But what is the situation, at least in the United States? Even if the COOF didn't exist, the chaos is so thick you could cut it with a knife. The gaslighting, which means everything you hear is a contradictory statement to the previous thing you heard, meaning it grinds down your ability to discern reality. And another definition, or a word that has that definition, is called chaos. We are being thrown into a chaotic situation to sit every day. Some people don't know if they're going to be able to go into work because they don't know if the work's going to cave to the drink. Man, I've had friends call me recently, sobbing on the telephone, saying, I don't know what's going to happen to me, man. I got a little bit of money in the bank, but after 6 months, I would be completely broke. I don't know. Trying to find new work. In America, it is perceived by the red that the left has gone absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy that we have this this squad, which is undeniably the farthest left thing I've ever seen in my life. Even in the history books, it is the leftist thing I'd ever seen. We also have them essentially ushering in this notion that man is ready to be in a socialistic environment and still actually work at the commune. Which has never been the case. Communes always deteriorate to 3% of the people doing all the work for the 97%. The 60s proved that out with super educated people, with much better schooling than we have today. Well, what's been the plan? What if you boiled down the plan to something that you could just use other words and not say the specifics? The plan is to rule by military law until everything is better, right? You're waiting for the power outage. You're waiting for the emergency broadcast message. And the plan's going to be the military arresting people, taking people to Gitmo, blah, 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 the trials, all that good stuff. What did I just read in that history review there? It was that the old guard, the elite ruling class of Germany, had decided that using Article 48, they were going to rule by military law. Well, Trump passed a lot of great things. I mean, he made America first, right? That whole thing. So it looked good. It looked good. And it may still be fantastic. It may be that this time around, the good guys are going to be in that same story archetype down there in my phone. Except it's gonna work this time. Now, I think that one of the things we have in our favor, maybe, okay, it's all maybe, it's all wishful thinking on my part. Where did Germany have the biggest problem? Because they had their own currency, the Deutsche Mark. So they had their own money. They had no shortage of geniuses. The smartest military that's ever existed on planet Earth was that military at that time. the amount of stuff they were able to accomplish was still, it is still to this day, for my friends who are super, super military buffs, the greatest delta between being totally broke with a broken army, a broken country, to being a mega power by 1939. It's like kind of crawling out of a cave and then all of a sudden bombing your enemy with a stealth bomber. I mean, it is an amazing delta. But still, they couldn't fix their economy. The money was the problem that was causing all the suffering. Now, some of it was catalyzed by the 1928 crash here in the United States. I don't know how vested people were from Germany in the United States at the time, via the countries investing in big things in America or just the people. I can't imagine, because today we're in 2021 where you can buy a stock with no problem at all. You get an account or any of these brokers and you can put money in instantaneously. You've got a credit card, we're good. Okay. I don't think a lot of people had stock back in those days. The big boys did, but the little people, I doubt, had that. But of course, there's trickle-down theories that actually make sense. If your guy owns the building, can't afford it, he raises the rent, the guy can't pay the rent, then the place closes and you have a bunch of unemployed people. Very, very real. And we're seeing that right now. But it's being forced by the coup. We know that an economic collapse is what they are looking to create. But I'll tell you, if you're going to learn a lesson from America, again, the crash happens in 1929, but the Depression isn't in full swing until 34. It's generally where the soup lines get insane. The suffering is at a first distinctive high. We got people crawling, you know, hobos running around on trains. We have just shanty towns in the United States of America. Now, the good news is, look at where we ended up in the 40s and the 50s and 60s. We rebuilt, and so did Germany. So we can get through anything, trust me. Now, we might be heavily depopulated here. But you know what? Humans like to do one thing more than anything else on planet Earth. In fact, we do everything so we can do this one thing even more and more, and that's screw. But of course, climate taxation is why they want to rebuild the system such that when this is all over, you won't be able to afford the credits to have more than one child, thus reducing world population. The fact that they don't even bring it up is just insane. Come on, why don't you just test the waters to see if you can explain to people why we have to be careful, you know? Nope, not even an agenda. So there was a slow boil during the orchestrated depression of the 1930s in America. Again, I can't really speak for the chain of events in other countries at all. So they were smart in one way that they realized had they created 1934 and 1929 or 1930, you might have so much chaos on your hand, you can't control any body of people. A geographic area would just explode with violence and chaos. So they slowly ease it in. The real estate market's going to have a problem by next year if something doesn't change. We know that resources in this particular country of America are being strategically destroyed by the president of the United States, poopy pants Biden. He's doing it on purpose. He's a fucking idiot. He's just listening to his eardrum and that's it, right? Kamala, oh my God, she couldn't tell you her life story without making you cringe every 5 seconds, okay? She couldn't tell you what she had for lunch without making you cringe. That hyena laugh of hers, my God, what the hell's wrong with that woman? So there's no future there without some big thing happening, right? But here's the cool thing. I think that the group that we have identified as the individuals that would play a major role in this thing that they say is going to take place, which, you know, I've been extremely critical about, they're financially savvy individuals who already showed us in a pre-show, the 45 presidency, that this can be done very easily. America has one distinct advantage that not a lot of countries have, which is we have all the resources we need right here. We were just sold globalism and bullshit in the 90s to rape our country. But even President Xi just came out of China and said, you know what? The world is rejecting globalism. I think that's the coolest thing that dude ever said. Man, I hope he's part of the team, man. They just arrested some big time dude in China. And I'm sure he's going to get sentenced to death. That's just how they roll over there, right? And I was like, okay, who's this guy? And, you know, what did he do? Because, you know, people getting arrested over there is not a, at high levels, it's not a new thing. It's just they have to cross certain lines to get on that shit list, right? But the good news was that that guy was the number one prosecutor of Falun Gong people. Falun Gong is a sort of a spiritual exercise that they used to do up until like 2004, until all of a sudden it was made the most evil thing on planet Earth, and they started killing the shit out of people that did it, throwing acid on their faces. I mean, from the military to the people. When the military used to do it in Beijing and Tiananmen Square on video. I mean, you know, it was told by the government to do this to keep your health. And then they realized there's a, supposedly the story goes that when they realized they had a spiritual element to be good to one another, you can't have the Communist Chinese Party if everybody thinks they should be good to each other, because then you can't have social credit systems and basically Neanderthal behavior be accepted by the people. The good news is that the people still do it secretly, you know. So let's do a checklist here. What was Germany's big issue? Well, the first big issue that everyone cares about is money, right? As soon as you reach about 25, 30 years old, you'll probably hear the statement in your lifetime that says that money is the worst thing in a relationship. It's the easiest problem to have that will destroy a young relationship, especially, but even older ones. You know, again, we're addicted to all this bullshit. And so if the wife can't buy something because the husband's not working, then she's going to go after him. I want my stuff, you know, because what'll happen is the more important things in the house can't get paid for because he went and bought shit and then he lost his job. And in rare cases, it's the opposite, right? When the woman's the breadwinner, but it does happen. It's just a problem. So financial ruin is right in our face, right? The inflation that's coming as a result of passing these nonsensical pork spending bills, fucking multi-trillion dollar things. It's just stealing money right out of the pockets of our kids, right? Inflation is the way that they counteract a giant debt, right? So again, it's one of those things I explained in a previous episode, but the house right there in front of me got purchased in 1963 for $36,000. It's worth at least probably $850,000, $900,000 now. Why? Because of inflation. So if they could have teleported the second they bought this house to today, they could have paid it off in probably 3 months' pay. That's how they do it. So they pass all this trillion-dollar spending. They inflate the cash. We all suffer here at the bottom. Our savings is just robbed. If you don't have your money in an asset, then you're screwed. An asset that's going to maintain its value, right? So that's where Germany was. They were in a bad situation. So America will definitely be there without change. I think within 1 year, we're going to be pretty much where, I mean, pretty much after Poopy Pants Biden got elected. Think of that as the crash of the stock market. And then just count up the years. And so each year that goes by where these psychopaths run this place, it's just going to get worse and worse, but probably by a factor two. So instead of being 34, which is be 5 years out from the crash, give or minus, plus or minus a few months. Well, 2021 was the start, so by 2023, this place will be completely screwed. By design, right in front of your face this time. They can't hide it. The real estate bubble is going to be always too complex and too big for anyone to put the finger on. It's just going to crash. Why? Because companies have been using the COOF to foreclose, buy foreclosed houses, and then they can pump and dump these things in the inverse algorithm to create a crash, taking the equity out of your house, right? What was the other big problem in Germany that I mentioned? Chaos was making extremism rampant. Well, they have to kick it up several notches to create something that we would call extremism here in America. And we got all kinds of stuff. You know, every single day there's this sort of triggering piece of news about how, you know, like pedophile groups are coming out with new phrases to make it okay for these folks to exist and do what they do. It's happening every day. Being falsely associated with people who aren't necessarily 100% that way, so that you won't look at the people who are doing it, who are the people you might call in a mirror or might call in a picture, normal people. They're the scariest people out there that do this kind of thing. But focus, they want you to focus on church stuff, which is very real. They want you to focus on a slight slice of people that don't adhere to a binary gender system. Yeah, they're there, but majority of them are right there in the center. It's to make you triggered. It's to make you realize that this extremism happens. And it's like a dog barking to a bunch of sheep to make you run in the opposite direction. Well, in Hitler's case, it was the leftists were barking and barking and barking and freaking out all the people that didn't want to go in that direction. And so when he started doing his speeches for the Nazi party, well, they flocked to him like crazy, like Trump. They flocked to him. Again, not trying to say he's that guy. Just be careful. When you make a man a messiah, which is not what he has ever asked you to do, even the dude online never told you to worship the guy. In fact, he said, yeah, he said two key things. If anybody says they know me, Simon Parks, then that guy's a fraud. That person's a fraud. That group is a fraud. The other sort of insinuation was, he said, don't mention me at all. When you go out and talk to your friends about this, don't mention my name. Don't mention this letter. Just talk about what you have learned by doing your own research. That's healthy. That's what I ask you to do on this show. It's what everybody does. It has a decent channel on something. That's probably what you tell your friends and family. You do your own research. Figure it out for yourself, right? But you go on certain channels on Telegram, but it's completely the opposite story. Completely opposite story. I mean, people are worshiping 45 more so than they are doing Jesus Christ, and they've got crucifixes and Bibles in every single room. Got to be careful, folks. I don't think you have to probably talk to too many Russians to find out what they thought about Boris Yeltsin, who was also there 45. Got up on the tank with his bullhorn and told everybody how they won. Because they were in chaos. They were all looking for a solution. It wasn't left or communism that was scaring them. It was financial ruin that was scaring them. People were suffering. I've heard estimates up to 50 million people from the coup to the mid-90s died in Russia and weren't replaced because of the suffering. Even if it's half that, that's something. It's a really high number, you know? Communism. Communism was infiltrating Germany at the time. Another dog shows up and starts barking, chasing people where? Straight to the right. Straight into Hitler's little speeches he was making. Imagine being in a world where you can't sort out what is going wrong, the symptomatic reasons of why things are going wrong, because you're too busy. There's no internet. You got basically some newspapers that you don't have time to buy. You don't have time to read and you don't have the money to buy. And so you get to walk up to this rally that Hitler's putting on. Big podium, microphone, speakers, these amazing flags everywhere. I mean, you know, again, it wasn't evil at the time. It was like art. And this dude is up there and he is a master speech giver. I mean, there's just no other way to assess his capabilities. You know, Hannibal Lecter was fictionally really good at a bunch of stuff too. He just was a crazy guy, right? So they showed up and this guy had the time and really knew what was going wrong. Except the blame game starts, and who knows if any of those blame game moments were correct, but he talks to the people and they're hearing solutions for the very first time. And he's giving them a cake and eat it too solution. Keep Germany the way it's been for a really long time. Keep the conservative ways that kept the country going, and we're going to build them up, fortify them, make them stronger. You are now, as of 1932, they were the majority, man. Imagine that. He goes from like loser to absolute dominator. You know, there should be no mystery as to why the people followed that guy. And it was like, when he started making changes that started to work, then it's like 45. Follow that guy no matter what he says, because everything he seems to say, even if I don't understand what he's saying, maybe I don't have all the information, maybe my IQ is not that high, I didn't follow politics until everything went to hell, you know, all kinds of different solutions to that problem in your brain. Just do what he says. Yeah, you know, they got a hold of the kids really fast, didn't they? The Hitler youth camps. Okay. That little play is being played by the left right now in America. They want to have sex with your kids. I mean, there's videos all the time on fucking Twitter, man. You can't even deny it. You can't fucking deny these goddamn pedophiles out there. You can't. Now, I bet a lot of people were accused of things that they didn't do. We'll see. You know, I don't mean to accuse anybody, but certainly some weird fucking celebrities out there, aren't there? Seem to be toying with this whole thing. The gist of what I'm trying to tell you in this episode is we're on a real slippery slope in this world. Because we also have this hero movement, if you believe in it. It's complete covet means fucking techniques. All super secret. I don't know if that can be rectified in an efficient, completely transparent manner by which we will feel comfortable that we actually know what the fuck is going on in this place. But even that dude online, you know, the prophesized guy online, what did he say? Oh, a bunch of shit's going to happen and you're not going to be told what happened because it's all going to be secret. Because you can't handle it, he says. Raise your hand if you're tired of being told by someone who seems to take this superior role with you that you can't handle it. Just because there's one person in the world who can't handle it, you're not allowed to know what happened. As if free speech works that way. How does free speech really work? Well, free speech is not your ability to go into a grade school and start spewing adult content. That's not free speech. Free speech is that within the sector of human beings that you're going to divulge content to, they have the right to listen to you and you have the right to talk. Meaning you can hold a little David Icke town hall thing. And he or she is going to list out a list of general topics. I mean, imagine a website. You don't have to go to the fucking thing, right? But they say this is all the stuff we're going to talk about. It's going to be some heavy ass shit, okay? So don't show up if you don't want to see pictures, movies, and hear all the details about how they busted pedophile rings or something. Don't show up. This is going to be bad. Of course, all the pedos would show up, of course. Free speech is when, you know, free speech violations and the problems that we have is you can't say it anywhere. Because, you know, some UK cop will come in, some Melbourne cop will come in and arrest you. Because you said something online that might provoke somebody. So, to have this other movement tell us that they're not going to tell us what happened. And there's no way you can ever find out about it. Which wasn't quite literally put on point, but that's how I derived the multiple times that was repeated. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the way it should be run. If somebody wants to know, someone should be able to get that information. There's a million ways you could organize that information. It could be in-person, briefings where you literally have to physically prove who the hell you are to go get the information, not for some communistic thing or some weird, you know, coveted thing, just to make sure you're not a 12-year-old boy walking into the meeting. Whereas online, that could be easily scapegoat, you know, moved around, right? You could get around that. I do want to apologize when sirens go in the background. It's 2:25 in the morning right now. And we don't typically have a lot of sirens, but I have to say in the last month, it has been coincidentally littered with emergency vehicles and stuff. So I do apologize because I know if you're riding in your car, you have to be cognizant if that's actually happening in your world or if it's actually happening from your stereo. So I do apologize. My advice is just to, if you hear it, mute me and make sure that it's muting in the stereo. I try to cut all that stuff out. I've just really realized I can't let that go through for any length of time. So I apologize if that's causing chaos in your world. So what do we do if you get what I'm saying and you're a little concerned, you're like, oh yeah, that does sound a little cautious there. Well, anyone who's watched all my episodes on this sort of thing, you will know I've been very critical. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to have, I'll put it this way. If you haven't had a phase yet where that movement online utterly pisses you off, you need to have that moment. Because you have not seen what the expectation was set in your mind, in my mind. And again, if you think I missed something, you're kidding yourself. Okay. We sit and watch, you know, 3-hour rehashing by that kid in New Zealand with the black hair and the glasses, right? Brilliant kid. He reads you like PDFs. He reads you like, you know, like 40-page PDFs. Just one page after the other, just reads it to you. We watch all that stuff. We rehash all that stuff. We discuss it. We were there the entire time. Any day that dude posted anything online, I had to personally watch 4 to 6 videos, if it was a short day, of each of the repeat of those posts and how everybody was interpreting that stuff. So I am not a neophyte when it comes to that dude. I am frustratingly briefed on sort of all the things that that guy said. But since a lot of it's sort of, you know, in terms of really decoding any of it, it's just fucking gibberish and it's written in a real biblical fashion such that you could apply it allegorically to everything that happens in life. You know, what was the big deal in October, right? Anytime, you know, a feather moves and a pillow, oh God, that was a boom. You know, that's how it's kind of done. So one, get to that critical stage where you get a little sick and tired of this crap. Put some demands on those who are saying they got your back while you're suffering, while you're worried about whether or not you can keep your fucking job unless you get a death serum in your body. Worrying about whether or not a teacher is going to take your kid off and put one in their arm, thus sterilizing them, and your family's done. What are you investing in your kids for? I mean, they're human beings, of course. You're going to help them out no matter what once they're born, but you didn't have kids because you didn't want kids. And that's the truth. So beware. Every day that goes by, that risk gets ratcheted and ratcheted up. There's people in Melbourne filming these brand new facilities that are being put together, which look like absolute concentration camps of like super tech form. Okay, what if those things implement before this thing goes down? Well, then everybody gets stuck in that place, potentially loses their life. I mean, through all kinds of different policies that could be passed in 2 seconds. You know, this place is going fucking crazy, and fucking crazy stupid people are getting reinforced every single day to get crazier and crazier. And your Hightower cop that will do anything that's fucking told to them, or your Hightower military person who will just do anything that they're told, it's going to get bad, you know, if they don't do something. And I keep making episode after episode, month after month, and it's like, Jesus Christ, you know. Now, there are some signs that I'm going to share, and I've got other episodes that are in the queue. I got so many episodes in the queue right now, it's really crazy. Pardon the pun there. But there's that little prison down there in Cuba. And it's a big sore for all these lefties that are currently trying to destroy the country. And there's been at least, Poopy Pants Biden said it, Pelosi said it, Schumer said it. And they all said, you know, they're going to, someone needs to shut down Gitmo. And as 107 says, well, then shut it down if you're in charge. It's a stroke of a fucking pen if you're in charge. Look what they did to the border. Well, shit, man, that was destroyed automatically. We pay more money now to destroy the supplies of that, finishing that project off. It would have been just to finish it and control immigration. You can open up 10 times as much. Just control the shit. That's all. All right. So that's one sign that maybe this stuff is going down the way that they say. Now, there's a picture out there that was released in January of this year, 2021. And it's of Congresswoman Pelosi. Seemingly in handcuffs with some FBI guys grabbing her arms and escorting her. And then if you look at sites in different parts of the country, there's a bunch of photographs with her being escorted by federal marshals, which could be a security contingency, but Her hands look a little weird again. Now, here's the thing. We know people use Photoshop all the time, right? Kamala Harris was Photoshopped into things. Jeffrey Epstein's been Photoshopped into a bunch of people's photographs. And here's the thing. Once you get a fake photograph, yeah, go to Google, click on images, click on upload, and you upload that image, that fraudulent image, into Google, and it will give you the real photograph instantaneously. And the reason why is that the algorithm realizes that most of these pixels are identical as other photo, minus that little head area. When I take this photograph that I got off Telegram, there's two or three, there's a big one, it was supposed to be a Fox News thing, and I send it up, nothing comes back. It's weird. And they say this is the most highly scrubbed photograph online. There's a bunch of links to Twitter. All of them have been taken off. So if that is a true photograph, then there might be something to this. Two phrases. There was two phrases that were said for 3.5 years that are starting to kind of ring in my head, you know? One of them is, nothing can stop what's going to happen. And a second one said, you're watching a movie. Something to that effect. You know, you're watching a movie. So what would be the chain of events if that's indeed true? This is wishful thinking. And believe me, I hope this wish comes true. I hope the wish is true now. But boy, what a price. What a price we had to pay for this to become true. And, you know, it's on the quantum computer. It said that this had to happen, right? But that would be the following. All these people, these people at the tippy-tippy top, let's just say, have somehow been apprehended and, I guess, briefed on what's going on, given options to turn in information or something like that. They kind of try to do as much, you know, damage repair as they possibly can. Now, that site out there that secretly reports in their deeper pages that they're satire, saying everybody's already been executed and all this other shit. That is all bullshit. They tell you on their website it's all bullshit. You just haven't gotten deep enough to the site to realize that's what's going on. But boy, a bunch of fucking idiots believe that shit, right? Okay. So then they're pushed back out into the world because it's like, okay, here's what you're going to do. Everything that we tell you. Everything that we tell you. And not everybody in your staff knows that this is the case. And so they are going to continue to try and prolong the game. Maybe. Maybe. But the idea is you have to make your party and yourself evidently a traitor to the people. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to not run for re-election. And you're going to go away. We'll do what we can to maybe, if you talk, cover up the fact that that's where you actually are. We'll make them feel like you're on a constant vacation. Was this a vacation with Bernie thing or whatever it was? Now, in terms of poopy pants Biden, that dude is so fucking 10 sheets to the wind. I don't know if any one particular day, I mean, honestly, I don't know if he knows where he is. It'd probably be best to keep him completely in the dark. As far as Kamala Hyena Harris, I keep her in the dark too. She's too damn stupid to be briefed on anything. She is a self-destructing human being. How that woman ever got any professional role in life blows my mind. I had better expectations for her being able to stand up to a microphone. Like, what's the deal? What's the problem? What are you laughing for constantly, right? You could say, hey, she'd go, how are you doing? Oh, my kid just died. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that's just be her reaction. She gets nervous. Maybe she's laughing and all the nervousness is related to her having been apprehended and told all this stuff. It also preserves the truthful statement by General Flynn, who says, look, there's not going to be any major, you know, coup situation because there's going to be this softer transition. I don't know how that would work. I don't think there's any softer transition. But I think the other one that a lot of people have said, especially Dave from X22, he may be right about one thing, which is they're waiting for these Klaus Schwab guys who apparently got arrested. We'll see if that's true. I looked up, found a lot of articles saying it was true, and no one saying it wasn't true. So we'll see if he turns up somewhere. He got charges of fraud, whatever those fraud charges are, right? But he keeps talking about the cyber attack. So they, you know, they're supercharging the notion of coronal mass ejections, which barely ever hit the Earth, okay? The amount of that stuff that has to hit Earth to take out communication clarity for a really short period of time is virtually nothing. It's just that it messes up radio transmissions for a while it's here. But it moves extremely fast. And, you know, again, if the sun was a 10-inch basketball, the Earth is a third of a period on a piece of paper if the heliocentric model is correct, okay? And if it was 3,200 miles away, we get hit really fast. I mean, it would be boom, overhit, you know, it'd be nothing. And it would be only over the disk where it existed, right? So they're coming up with this cyber attack thing, saying it's an imminent thing. And of course, no one's doing anything to secure the system. So they're just sitting around waiting for this excuse. Again, it's just like a subprime loan scandal. It was an excuse to cause a 2008 crash. The facts on that are straight from my relative who worked for the Federal Reserve for 20 years. Only 8% of the loans during the segment leading up to 2008 were subprime at all. The only percentage of the 8% that went tits up was 8%. So 8% of 8% was the amount of loans that went belly up as a form of unconfirmed income. That is nothing. That wouldn't have caused the cataclysmic, you know, disaster we had after 2008. Not at all. And even she was like, well, this is kind of weird. I worked for the Federal Reserve. But she's also a person that doesn't think that fractional reserve banking exists and teaches economics at a college. Whoa. But we have to be careful, people. We got to be really careful. I told you guys a long time ago, don't let anyone else tell you when the war is over. Which is why if you don't get organized, and I could say now, we actually have a mechanism to get organized through all kinds of posts and people run channels. If you know these people, talk to them and say, look, what's our list of demands for a success? What would be the end of the war? What would you stop fighting for? And if someone tries to negotiate your inalienable rights, well, you got to tell them to go fuck themselves, don't you? No. First line item is all of our inalienable rights are our rights. That's a package deal. You don't get to go in there and line out and veto our inalienable rights as human beings. I am me. That legal thing that's got my name in all caps, that's a person that you created on my behalf and you want me to associate myself with it simply because my parents didn't know about the straw man problem and signed me up on a birth certificate giving me as property to the queen. We got to rethink the way we think about being on this planet. The fact that you can't truly buy land in this world is complete bullshit. You buy a house, you buy the land, you own it. Done deal. No one can tax you out of your land, but that's what happens today. Your wages are your property. Period. Just as it's written in the Constitution, which is why the Tea Party created itself out of IRS agents. Compound interest, that's blasphemy, man. That's usury. Number one sin in the time of Jesus. Well, sounds like a pretty good precedence to make it illegal. You want to make money off loaning money? That's fine. It's called a fixed rate. It's called a rate. You don't get to charge more rate simply because a month went by. Borrow 10 bucks from your dad and he wants to be a dick and charge an extra buck on that. He doesn't get interest, man. He's not a fucking loan shark, man, or some bambino trying to extort money out of you. You owe him 11 bucks. That's it. Go earn the 11 bucks someplace else and then pay your dad off, right? Done deal. If you don't pay him back, well, guess what? You can't go to your dad anymore for money. Same thing a bank could do, a government could do. We can fix a ton of our issues. Education? Oh, how about this? We mandate that every university that creates a degree that leads nowhere has to admit it to the Student, you're about to get a degree in Chicano studies. The only job you can ever get is to teach Chicano studies. That's it. It's incidental information that is good to have in your brain, but there's no career out there where teaching Chicano studies is going to make a loaf of bread show up on someone's table. It's not going to fill a gas tank with gas. It's not going to build a house. It is simply information that you may be interested in knowing, and you may be academically committed to teach it to other people. But other than that, it's not a degree. You want to get a degree in psychology? Well, they got to tell you, well, if you want to practice psychology professionally, you need a PhD. So if you stop shy of a PhD, it's just going to be algorithmic information in your mind that maybe an employer would recognize, but they're going to have to teach you everything else you really need to do for a living. There's a million problems and a million solutions. There's probably several solutions for each problem. We have been conditioned away from everything that has been our responsibility since we were born. It's the truth, and you know it. Do you change your own oil? Well, did your grandpa change his own oil? Case in point, man. Case in point. When you read the 8th grade letters from Civil War soldiers in the 1800s who went to little church house schools where it was K-8, does your vocabulary compare to their vocabulary at the 8th grade? No. You are 1/10 if you're a college degree literary graduate. You're 1/10 to 1/20 of an 8th grade student out in the middle of nowhere getting taught by the local teacher. That should tell you something about our education system. Are laws gray or are they black and white? Are they gray or they black? Is immigration that's illegal or is it okay? Which one, right? Is killing a human being not murder sometimes? And okay, I mean, you know, you could have a reason. You could be self-defense, but just outright intentionally killing a human being, premeditating it, planning it, and doing it, is that okay? Is that black or is that white? You're trying to make everything gray. A guy touching your son, is that gray or is that black and white? They're trying to fog up everything. And we just have to be in the middle of this tornado, of this hurricane of shit that's going on around us. And we just have to close our eyes, pray to God, and just focus, man. Just focus on what you know is right and what you know is wrong, which is do no harm to other people. Mind your own fucking business. Stay in your circle. Don't worry about what's going on completely across the world if you can't affect change or if you don't have any family members in that area. Yeah, care all you want, man. I got friends of mine that try to worry about every goddamn thing that happens in this world. I mean, to a point of hysterical reactions where they call me on the phone. Have you heard what happened in this? Is that making you feel important? Because it's really not making you more important. And then the funny thing is I'll get to like an hour of their conversation and then I'll say, so what's happening in your life? Putting the question back inside their circle, but because I know they don't want to focus on their circle, that answer is 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and there's nothing left to the conversation because nothing's happening in their circle because everything is overtly focusing out to give a false sense of purpose to their life. I mean, if you're a physician and you got money and you know how to fly a plane, well, shit, you can fly over the world and heal people if they'll let you in their country. Do it. Do it. You can affect change out there in the real world. Let's say you won the lottery and you're not an idiot who lost all the money within a month or a year. Okay, be very strategic about little tiny micro investments in couples and kids that are starting new businesses and try to incubate up something good. Pay a professional to help them out. You know, whatever you got to do. Again, I'm going to keep repeating this because I'm not hearing this from anywhere else. And I think if I keep repeating it, you'll say something in a comment. A host will see it. That host is more popular than me. They'll repeat it and then it'll get into the sort of the lexicon of man, which is this. There's no reason to keep us in the dark as the people because the big boys playing the poker game of life up there, they know exactly what's going to happen. You know, it's if this, then that. If not this, then that. You know, they know the whole play. They know all the chess moves that could ever happen. And keeping us in the dark is the way that we got in this shit show in the first place, right? So by sheer design, that whole philosophy of managing our recovery is bullshit. Cough it up, people. Cough it up. You know what? You know, I've heard several times on different shows, especially X22, and I don't think he's wrong. If something has taken place and this wishful thinking thing is actually happening, God bless it. I hope it is, man. Trust me. It would make my whole life easier. Trust me, right? The show could be so much fun if I never had to ever do a show on this crap ever again. It'd be so awesome. But the whole narrative now is that the left is just, and the globalists and all these people are just keeping the game going as long as they possibly can by just interfering and interfering and interfering. And the excuse of why something isn't taking place is that they're running simulations on a computer that is trying to counteract all this shit, doing it 7 times a day or some other fucking thing, whatever. Okay, you want to stop that fucking game from going on? It's what I told you guys in the sort of business courses I did in business classes I did in the first season of this show. My management style of running a company, of running a department, prevents this from ever happening. It's really simple. And the analogy is in every sitcom you've ever seen in your life. Something happens in the first 5 minutes of a sitcom. The characters hide that one thing for some stupid reason that's funny, right? It's a great thing. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is the one I saw this and really clicked in my head. He broke a lamp or a safe or something, or a vase, excuse me, not a safe, a vase, and it was really valuable. He's the kid from out of town. He was living with his uncle. Of course, the other kids saw it happen, at least one of them. And so they hide that. And then the episode's got like a subplot that's going on. It's actually more interesting than the real one. And then, of course, at the end, he has to reveal that he broke this vase. And, of course, his aunt and his uncle are like, hey, why don't you just come and tell me the truth? Accidents happen, man. And, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and then hug it out and their credits roll. It's all great. So this is what happens in companies all the time. A manager who has lost control of their department, or a piece of chaos occurred that has nothing to do with their lack of management or anything like that. And so what they try to do is fix it through not mentioning it. We'll just kind of fix it on the back end, right? Well, don't say anything. And if it's a private matter, of course, it's a private matter. But when it's pissing off all the employees, okay, they try to steer the ship through the fog without saying it's foggy. I can't see a goddamn thing. Why can't you see anything? Because my eyes don't work right. You know, it's never just because it's fucking foggy out here. You know, Jesus Christ, let's all work together and get through this because your lives are at stake too. If a department crashes, everybody gets fired. If a company goes under, everybody gets fired. So it's the same old game. So if there's a pink elephant in the room, my style is walk in the room and say, oh, geez, that's a big ass elephant in here. And usually my employees laugh their asses off if something's gone wrong. The dude in charge walks in the room. And they're worried if I'm going to be pissed off. They're worried that something, you know, went wrong in development last night, or testing didn't go well. We made a big mistake or something like that. And, you know, I've had some people make some massively expensive mistakes in my company. But one dude, one time, that's all it took. So if this guy hadn't disappeared, I kept posting. Or 45 would just, and he's doing a little bit better at this, but you got to lay all the chips on the table, baby. You have to have a press conference and just lay it on the line. Lay it on the line. Don't worry about the fake news saying something. Don't worry about those fuckers, man. Teach the people at the official level, not some covert, could be fake, could be real level. Teach the people that they're the majority. Teach them that they have the power. Show them how they have the power. Show them exactly what to do. And say, if you do this, then this will change. And if that changes, you'll get what you want. And I won't even have to be around. The coolest thing that we've heard is the devolution theories, right? Which is that 45 took himself out of the game. And this letter dude said he'll be the last president. Hey, that's an anti-Hitler thing. He's gone. He'll be there to advise, but he's never going to be the commander-in-chief ever again. He'll be there as a guide if anybody needs him, because he loves his country. He realizes it's a cyclical thing. You don't want the snake to eat his tail. But that's what's happening today, right? So once all the chips are pushed on the table and the public is officially briefed on what's going on, Doesn't actually have to be 45, but that'd be nice, wouldn't it? If this JFK Jr. dude was still alive, that'd be nice. If he would be the one to say it. I don't think he is. I don't know. We'll see. I've seen pretty convincing photographs. Hope he is. Hope he's alive and all that good stuff. But somebody of credibility. Not fucking Lynn Wood, you know, who's basically an evangelistic preacher on a mic. That dude may be telling the truth the whole time. Sorry, his little mic bump there. But once you put all the chips on the table, guess what? The manipulation of the press goes away because we know all the facts. The manipulation of politicians that go up and lie to their people goes away. Look at these Durham investigations, right? That dude indicts three people, and the New York Times has to rescind what they said about this whole thing. The dossier, the fake dossier. That's the move to make right now. That's the move to make. And then once you lay down all of the sort of prime facts out there, then you send out your 107s. You bring X-22 Dave into the fold. Say, dude, you've done us a huge service keeping the troops rallied. Now we're going to give you all the other data that we need you to disseminate. If anybody asks any questions, this is really what happened. Here's all the details about that thing. But there should be just a website out there that has it all. Has it 100p out there. You just read it all day long. Now, they can take the site down and crash it and all this other shit. Who cares? Put PDFs fucking everywhere. Put big zip files out there so people can grab it all. If you do it well, it won't be that many words. So let me know what you think about this. It's concerning the overall alignment between 1928 to 1939. And what's going on right now. I was trying to find something in the story that wasn't identical to what's going on now in some other sector, and I couldn't find it. Even the ironic thing was the word reparations being paused to kick off the 1928 Grand Coalition. And we have reparations trying to start in America. You know, people never owned slaves. People weren't even in the country. People weren't part of the founding families, you know, like they were from Pakistan or something. What the hell would they be doing paying reparations to people? And then what happens if you're like, you know, 1/16th of a slave? I mean, do you get 1/16th of a check? I mean, the Native Americans are duped like that in the Midwest, where I came from. The higher you were in ranking and the purer your blood, you got a check from the government. Well, it's unequivocally their land, so it makes 100% sense. I mean, it was taken away. I got friends of mine who were black and they weren't here. They weren't here after 1810 when the ships weren't allowed to show up here anymore. So we shouldn't have been able to get into that food chain. Now there are people that are, people that were. Don't know what to do, man. I really don't. You don't want to zap somebody's ability to work. What do we just see right now? There's not enough people that are willing to work because they're on unemployment and subsidies and what have you, or they've just lost the will to work. And so we have unemployment problems due to sheer destruction of the human being, the Turkish prison algorithm I keep talking about. Anyway, I think I beat that up enough. Really interested in your correlations. Please don't take that I'm trying to tell you that 45 is Hitler. It's not what I'm saying. We have to make sure we don't make the movement that as the people, because they could have a great plan put together and we move it in the wrong direction by being too stupid, right? And smart people can get really, really duped, right? But anyway, go to deepthoughtsradio.com if you haven't. Every episode's up there. The amount of people I get who are very interested in the show and very complimentary to me in private chat and stuff. And they, you know, they ask me if I have an episode about something, and it's like, well, Jesus, we're on the front page of the website. So get up there and check it out. The category list is your best friend. Seriously. You want a lot of these things. It's called the right thing on the website. I can't use those words on here unless I be tortured with this modified, treasonistic interpretation of freedom of speech on this most channels, right? But everything's up there. They give you a short bumper. You listen to me long enough today. For those of you who come through PayPal or Patreon, thank you so much. Take care of yourself and someone else, and I'll see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over and out.